What's the quickest way to stop liking somebody? Living with them. Really? Hey, Adam. Adam?
Hold on. Okay, this guy's definitely modding.
Care to explain why there are 5 spoons covered in peanut butter?
Because I like peanut butter.
You need to pick up the slack.
Okay, I told you I would wash them today.
They were starting to smell, but that's beside the point. You need to start rinsing off the spoons instead of just throwing them in the sink.
Why? They're just gonna get washed either way.
It's gross when they're just left in there like that.
Okay, is it gross? Or are you just being OCD about it?
I don't have OCD.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
But you have overlapping symptoms for OCD?
No.
But you have compulsive tendencies?
No.
But you have hypochondria?
You can't even spell hypochondria.
H-Y-P-O.
Peanut butter is not a meal, Adam!
Fuck you!
What's the quickest way to stop liking somebody? Working with them.
Do you think Zoe was being honest with us?
About?
How she unlocked her power. I mean, chicken tenders.
I don't know. Why don't you ask her?
She doesn't work today.
Then text her.
God, it's disgusting back here. It was piled up into tiny little grease mountains.
I think it might be best if I ask in person. I don't want to come across too pushy, and it might be interpreted wrong over text.
What? No, Zoe's chill. She won't care. I'm done back here, by the way.
Okay, I'll move the fryer.
Nah, don't worry about it. Grab my hand and I can hop over.
No, we're not doing that. Just help me move the fryer.
Oh, come on, just grab my hand. I can clear this, no problem.
I said no, that's a terrible idea.
Dude, it's fine. Just grab my hand.
You're so stupid.
Stupid? I'll show you stupid! Hey, Lawrence!
What's up?
Grab my hand and pull me over.
Sure.
Guys, no, this won't work. Don't!
All right.
Adam almost leaps over, but one of his feet slips into the fryer.
Oh my god!
Now look at what you did!
It melted straight through your shoe!
It's fine. I don't think it's that bad.
Removing his sock, his nostrils are immediately filled with the smell of burnt flesh. He then sees that his foot is singed white.
Oh boy.
I'm calling an ambulance. God damn it.
I can't look at that. It's so gross.
Okay, now it's starting to hurt. Oh no.
Sorry, dude.
911, what's your emergency?
My coworker burned his foot in fryer grease.
Okay, give me your address and I'll send an ambulance right away.
Okay, it's the Bockers on 7121 Ambassador Road.
How bad is the burn? Can you walk?
Can you walk?
Oh god, it's starting to blister pretty bad!
Yeah, he probably needs assistance.
They're already on their way. I'll let the paramedics know that they'll need to use a stretcher.
Thanks.
Sorry. Are you mad? Kai?
And so, Adam was taken to the emergency room, and Kai was left to finish the shift with one less co-worker. Meanwhile, Serap was dealing with a problem of his own in Zoe's apartment.
I said back, you foul beast! I'll cut you!
Lizzie? No.
Aw, sorry, baby. Mommy can't have you fighting our guest.
It's getting late. Where have you been?
Well, you're napping.
Meditating.
Meditating. So, I decided to go out and buy some food. Oh, I got you something. I got it at the pet store.
Pet store?
Here, try it.
First of all, I find it highly insulting you would buy me food that is for a pet. Secondly, that stuff looks absolutely dreadful. I bet it tastes just as bad.
Come on, you have to be starving. You haven't eaten anything since you got to Earth, right? So stop it with a tough guy act and try some.
Fine, I'll humor you. Oh my god. What is this stuff? It's heavenly!
That tickles!
In all of my travels across the cosmos, I have never had the pleasure of partaking in such marvelous cuisine!
Well, it's pretty cheap, so dig in whenever you get hungry.
Thank you, Earth Woman. You're not the hopeless dolt I originally took you for.
Thanks? I left a pillow for you on the nightstand so that you can sleep on it.
No, thank you. I don't need sleep. I might use it to meditate on, though.
Right. So, do you think that the boys will unlock their powers soon?
Perhaps. If they don't, then we're all going to die.
I really hope it doesn't come to that.
Well, maybe you should have been honest with them about how you unlocked your powers.
What?
Don't pretend to be surprised. I can read minds. I know what you were really thinking about.
I don't know what you're saying.
Ugh, fine, play dumb. Either way, the other two will have to dig deep and find inspiration in their own way. They can't just copy the same pain that you used.
I don't... Well... Good night.
Is it really so hard to talk about? Seriously, I can read your mind. I know you're faking it. Ugh, whatever.
It doesn't take too long before Zoe's no longer faking. She sinks into a profound slumber, immersed in a dream so lucid it blurs the lines between wakefulness and sleep, until she finds herself seated at the back of a bus.
I never got on this bus. I've always been on this bus. I can't bring myself to leave. I think it's a part of me. But I see other people get off all the time. Sometimes it takes minutes. Sometimes it takes years.
Something's wrong. The dream is warping. It doesn't feel like this dream belongs to Zoe anymore, but like somebody has put a dream inside of her head.
Sometimes it takes minutes. Sometimes it takes years.
Her surroundings strip away like tearing paper, and she is no longer sitting on a bus. She's floating through space. She sees the Earth shrinking and shrinking until it's nothing more than a speck. She begins to float past every planet in the solar system. Her speed picks up, and she now sees the Milky Way fade behind her. Now, clusters of galaxies are all abandoned until she is floating inside a void between clusters. The only thing that remains is the cold black of nothing. A feeling of dread makes her chest feel like lead. She's approaching something she was never meant to know. A horror of infinite scale appears before her. She struggles to process what she sees as an ever-fluctuating shape garbles the mass. It is an amorphous brew of writhing flesh that seems to be boiling out from itself, and spiteful tendrils that lash out into the great emptiness. Mouths and eyes form and crack along the outside until they reabsorb into the center turmoil. Recognizable shapes are all born and then ingested by its profane nucleus. She feels lightheaded and looks away, for fear of losing her sense of self. Zoe awakens from her nightmare. It's already morning.
Hello?
What's the quickest way to stop liking somebody?
Hello, baby sis.
Being their sibling,